with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Jury selection has begun in the trial of Ryan Ruth, who's charged with attempting to assassinate Donald Trump last year at a golf course in South Florida. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Ryan Ruth was charged with attempting to assassinate Donald Trump last year at a golf course in South Florida. A district judge approved Ruth's request to represent himself, but insisted on standby counsel. Jury selection started with 30 batches of 60 jurors arriving at a federal courtroom in Fort Pierce. Ruth wanted to ask potential jurors about their views on the war in Gaza and the talk of the U.S. acquiring Greenland. But the judge said those questions were irrelevant. Ruth pleaded not guilty to charges of attempting to assassinate a major presidential candidate, assaulting a federal officer, and several firearm violations. I'm Haya Panjwani.
South Korea says it's reached a deal with the U.S. for the release of South Korean workers detained in an immigration raid at a Hyundai plant in Georgia. Presidential Chief of Staff Kang Hoon-sik announced Sunday that South Korea and the U.S. finalized negotiations on the workers' release. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the Hyundai plant raid sends a clear signal.
We're encouraging all companies who want to come to the United States and help us our economy and employ people, that we encourage them to employ U.S. citizens and to bring people to our country that want to follow our laws and work here the right way.
The Department of Homeland Security is trumpeting the start of a new immigration operation in Chicago that targets illegal immigrants with criminal records. There were a handful of immigration arrests over the weekend in Chicago, which angered some protesters. On Wall Street, the Dow by 114 points. This is SRN News. Christian ministries are rushing aid to Afghanistan.
Thousands are dead in the wake of an earthquake, and World Relief is leading the effort to help the country get back on its feet. CEO Myle Green says, quote, "We're also committed to responding boldly in partnership with local churches to provide food, shelter, and other humanitarian support to as many survivors as possible." The quake measured 6.0 on the Richter scale and was centered east of Kabul. There have been multiple aftershocks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As disputes rage over religion's place in public schools, the Ten Commandments have become a focal point. At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require classrooms to post the Decalogue, and three adopted measures mandating their display in 2024-2025, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas. All three laws have at least been partially blocked. This is SRN News. A new Gallup poll finds Democrats view socialism more positively than they did in the past, while their views of capitalism are more negative. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
66% of Democrats now have a positive image of socialism, compared to only 42% who view capitalism favorably. This marks a shift over the past 15 years, with socialism rising as capitalism falls. Some Democratic politicians worry that embracing socialism might alienate moderates, while others see it as a way to address issues like the cost of living. Meanwhile, views on capitalism and big business have soured, especially among Democrats and independents. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has helped rebrand socialism, inspiring a movement that includes figures like Zohran Mamdani and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. More details at SRNnews.com.